Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. We'll bounce all around the NFL with Charles Davis. He was on the call of Bears Falcons on Sunday. We'll ask him about those teams. He's calling Eagles Chiefs this weekend, which means he had to watch the film of Eagles Redskins. So we'll get some thoughts on Washington. Should we be concerned about the lack of a running game and the changes made at the receiver position? One of our favorite analysts, Charles Davis, top of the hour, 22 minutes away. Our first installment of our power rankings. We do this every single week,
yes,
midweek. How about 10:45? You want to do that?
Let's do that together.
Our top five teams in football. We'll see how closely they resemble one another. Sometimes early in the season, our power rankings can look very different. And as the year goes on, they start to get more and more similar. So that's at 10:45. Make sure you're listening at that time. Let's wrap up the calls, 800-636-1067. A lot of you watched the special last night on ESPN on the 1987 Redskins replacement players. Very cool of Joe in D.C. to call in. Joe Theismann.
Yeah, Joe in the district driving around.
To advocate for giving rings to the replacement players who weren't given them and still haven't been. And he pointed out how important his Super Bowl ring is to him. It's like the money,
yeah, rightfully
great.
So.
Things come and go. I can't tell you, Danny, you didn't see it, but when you watch this, you're going to recognize it immediately. It burns a hole in these guys that they don't have one. I mean, some of these guys were saying, every single day I'm asked, where is my ring? And to this day, 30 years later, it is clearly still something that has negatively influenced and altered their lives. It would be a really cool thing for the Redskins to bring them back and
be really neat.
Let's go to Tom in Manassas. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Virginia's doing great, man.
Hey, Bob.
Virginia's doing just wonderful.
Yeah, man, I love those 30 for 30s. They just seem to keep getting better and better. But I'm with you, Grant. I was disappointed in Joe Gibbs. Like, I thought he was going to stand up for him. But he kind of dodged the question there. But to talk about the reason they were on strike, was it that the players were against free agency?
The reasons for the strike? That wasn't it, right?
I would have to go back and do a lot of reading on why the strike happened. I mean, if Pete's over there, Dar, maybe grab him. Pete's more of a historian when it comes to things like this than I am.
I will fully admit I do not remember why the strike happened.
There was work stoppage. There might have been a bunch of things on the table. I don't know. Floyd, D.C., go ahead.
Hey, you guys, how you doing?
What's up, man?
I'm upset that we even having this conversation because without a question, they should get a ring.
Yeah.
Just like I told the guy earlier, if one of you guys was to, you know, do strike and Grant or you, Danny, was to, you know, fill in a role for him, then if you guys win the number one radio station, then you should get credit for that because you both put in the effort to do it.
Right. Yeah, to me, it's a no-brainer. And I understand not doing it like, okay, if you make the decision initially that you don't want to do it, the reason given, by the way, of cost doesn't fly with me. That's nonsense. But if the reason given is we want to be more respectful to our guys that really resented these replacement players,
yeah,
I could at least see some credence, clear out a revival in that. I ultimately wouldn't side with it because I would say, just as Joe did, you guys don't get to dance without those three games. You simply don't have the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with being mad about the replacement players filling in for you when you were trying to take a stand. Now, I do have a problem with treating them terribly.
Yes.
Because there's a difference between being upset and treating someone badly just in general. That said, when you won a Super Bowl, thanks largely to the effort that they put in making it possible for you to win that Super Bowl, as Theismann eloquently pointed out, and as I said before that, if not for those three games, the Redskins are two-time Super Bowl champions right now. If those replacement players come in and go 1-2, the Redskins aren't Super Bowl champions that year. So if you get a ring, and you should get a ring, because you're Doug Williams or you're Russ Grimm or any of those other guys that was there, they should get one too. Pat's in Mechanicsville. Hey, Pat.
What's up, Pat?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, my thing is they should definitely get a ring. if it wasn't for them, didn't any players that won the Super Bowl, they got like $40,000 for winning playoffs?
$35,000, yeah, they got paid. The replacements got money as well, yeah.
Yeah, and Mr. Snyder has enough money to get all of those guys a ring. Bring them back and celebrate it, because like I say, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have had that third trophy.
But there's only three of them. You've been playing football here for 8 decades. In 1937, I guess the Redskins came over. 1932 started as an organization. You got three trophies. You've been trying every single year. You got three of them. One of those trophies is largely due to the efforts of those guys who you haven't celebrated. Kevin's in Manassas. Hey, Kevin, you got details for us on the strike.
Yes, like I said, I was watching last night. It was kind of weird. I actually saw myself in one of the videos real quick. I meant to tell the guy I was talking on the phone.
Oh, that's crazy.
We lived in Chantilly, and as kids, we used to ride our bike to Redskin Park all the time and get kicked out of the practice area all the time. But anyways, one reason why they were on strike was, well, it was free agency. Once you became property of, for say, the Redskins, you were there until you died, basically. There was no, you couldn't say, I'm tired of playing for this team, I'm going to go play for the Cowboys or whatever. You were just the property of that team, whoever you signed for, and that was it until the end.
So,
and that's how, that was one of the main reasons why they were on strike.
Kevin, as I recall, and you could tell me if I'm wrong about this, but the players technically had free agency for a while. That was pursued and won years ago. But I think ultimately what it was there was some sort of compensation rule which discouraged free agency. And Pete could tell me I'm an idiot and that I have this completely wrong. I think it was the commissioner's rule. It was known as the Roselle rule or something like that.
The reserve rule.
Where if let's say Grant is a free agent and he wants to go to another team and get a bigger paycheck, his previous team would then be given a gift of compensation, whether it was money, draft picks, or kind of whatever else, to kind of help discourage that. So the players waited until the season started because they thought it would give them more leverage. They kind of pulled the rug out from under the owners instead of, you know, giving them plenty of time and notice, hey, we plan to strike later, you know, so they could get these guys ready. And to a degree, it worked. I mean, the attendance plummeted. Well,
yeah,
you know,
I'm reading
in the
about
3,000 or 4,000
free agency
range
here. R.C. Owens in 1962 was the first player to actually switch teams. By definition, free agency began in the NFL in 47. But to your point, they had the reserve rule, then the Roselle rule, and really didn't take on what we know as the format for free agency today until much closer to the modern NFL. I think Pete's got a couple nuggets for us.
And really, too. I mean, they wanted, obviously, a new collective bargaining agreement was the main reason they wanted to negotiate higher salaries and things of that nature. But essentially what it did was lay the groundwork for what occurred in 1989. This is where Charlie Casserly was really an ace with the Redskins, was Plan B free agency, which is, to me, was the first step in really creating an open market of player movement of some type in the National Football League. So even though they didn't get it per se in 87, it did somewhat lay the groundwork for the next collective bargaining agreement, which allowed Plan B free agency in 1989. And then, of course, it's evolved into, you know, what it has today.
Pete, you giving them rings?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it sounds like we're in lockstep. Thank you, buddy.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. Charles Davis at 11, our top five NFL power rankings. Weekly staple throughout the season on Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.